day, and welcome to the IDEX Biometrics Q4 and preliminary 2019 report conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Derek D'Antilio, IDEX Biometrics CFO. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the IDEX Biometrics conference call for the fourth quarter of 2019. This is Derek D'Antilio, the CFO of IDEX. After this short introduction, Stan Swearingen will provide an update of the business and the markets, and then I'll follow up with commentary on the fourth quarter and 2019 results. We will then open the call for your questions. Before we begin, please note that certain information that you'll hear during this call may consist of forward-looking statements. Such statements are based on current information and management's expectations as of this date. Forward-looking statements involve certain risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that are difficult to predict. For more information, please refer to the company's fourth quarter report, which was published earlier today, and our annual report published in May. I'll now turn the call over to Stan.
Thank you, Derek, and welcome to everyone joining us today. On today's call, I'll reiterate IDEX's strategy and then elaborate on how we have implemented this strategy by reviewing some of our company's 2019 and very recent accomplishments. Finally, I'll give an update on the major markets we serve. As we have previously stated, our strategy is to deliver fingerprint solutions to mass markets based on a unique, flexible, and cost-efficient off-chip technology. We do this by our unique ability to adapt solutions in a full systems design and architecture, having a significant cost advantage by enabling superior usability and by providing a high level of systems integration. The integration of critical technology gives us better insights into overall system performance and improvements, and the integration, coupled with our off-chip technology solution, gives us a fundamental ability to further integrate components and drive further cost advantage. Over the past few years, we've built a world-class engineering team with deep industry expertise comprised of systems engineering, software engineering, silicon engineering, and packaging technologists. We believe we are the technology and cost leader, and I'll provide a few examples of how this leadership has already benefited us. Our product roadmap is focused on the following fundamental elements: enabling significant reduction in system cost through optimized packaging and integration architectures to enable low-cost card manufacturing processes, driving improvements in usability, convenience, and performance through next-generation silicon and sensor and algorithm design, and enhancing security through secure end-to-end architectures and advanced match-on secure element algorithms. These efforts have already led to design wins and orders for our existing products. In addition, our off-chip architecture and full systems engineering approach has resulted in the recent launch of our next-generation product family, Trusted Bio. This next-generation family of dual interface products and solutions are designed to reduce biometrics smart card costs while improving both performance and security. Unlike existing sensors, this next generation of products removes the need to have any electronic components laminated within the card's inlay. This is expected to lead to an improvement in manufacturing processes and yield and substantially reduce the overall time to market. As a result, we are very pleased to have been selected by a leading global Tier 1 smart card manufacturer for use in their high-volume biometric smart card platform. The agreement deepens a long-standing relationship and collaboration between IDEX and this card manufacturer to develop biometric payment cards. IDEX's technology was chosen over its competitors for its performance, low power consumption, advanced security features, manufacturability, and cost. The card manufacturer undertook a rigorous selection process and selected IDEX after a careful analysis of our technology and cost roadmap, as well as conducting a supplier audit to ascertain our technical and supply chain readiness. Now I'd like to mention the highlights of some of our recent accomplishments. As we entered 2019, biometric smart card manufacturing posed a significant challenge. I'm pleased to say that a lot of progress has been made, and several of our customers are now ready and capable of mass production with both cold and hot lamination processes. During the year, IDEX continued to build partnership with vendors, and our engineers worked closely with customers to help refine high-volume biometric card manufacturing. Our dual interface technology, including sensor software and reference design, was validated by independent labs to meet multiple global payment scheme certification requirements. Finally, IDEX ended 2019 by having our UK team EMV code certified. We are the first and only sensor company to achieve EMV code certification. Now, on to smart card manufacturers can directly integrate IDEX's biometric software, use our reference designs, and embed our sensors in their products, and the smart card manufacturers can experience a seamless certification process. From a commercial and sales perspective, we continue to expand our customer list, and we had a number of firsts and large wins for IDEX that validated the development work we had completed over the last 2 years. In April 2019, IDEX won its largest design win and supply agreement with a large IT and financial news provider. This is a 50 million NOC or 6 million US dollar minimum commitment for our sensors and software for information access control. Throughout 2019, we worked with this customer to customize the solution for their specific requirements, and I'm proud to say we have now received our first production orders, which are expected to begin shipping in the second quarter of 2020. IDEX also entered into license agreements for our remote and roll technology with two leading smart card manufacturers, IDEMIA and Chuqin Dragon. We believe remote and roll will become the de facto standard for enrollment and help enable mass adoption of biometric smart cards. These license agreements further validate our thesis. Another important achievement is that IDEX has been selected by Feitian, a leading Chinese smart card manufacturer, as their exclusive sensor provider for biometric payment cards. Finally, as I mentioned, just this week we announced IDEX's Trusted BIOS technology was selected by a leading global Tier 1 smart card manufacturer for use in their high-volume biometric smart card platform. These are important wins as they will result in orders, revenue, and cash. Now turning to the markets we serve, while we and others talk a lot about biometric payment card market due to its large potential size, it's important to note that our authentication technology and products are applicable to a broad range of applications in multiple large and growing markets. These include access control, healthcare, identification, IoT, and, of course, payment cards. I'll now provide an update on two of our largest markets, payment and access control. Payment. The payment card market is a very large and growing market. There are currently 8.2 billion smart cards or chip-based cards in circulation today, which has grown over 35% from 2016 to 2018 and continues to expand globally. From a comparison perspective, the total addressable market for biometrics in smartphones is approximately 3.5 billion units. Forecasts for biometric adoption smart cards vary, but generally show growth from pilots and soft launches in 2019 and 20 to significant volume in 2021 and beyond. IDEX believes biometric adoption on smart cards will be significant, particularly as costs continue to be reduced, and some analyst projections show biometric adoption nearing 10% or more than 500 million units within a few years. Biometric authentication continues to gain commitment, and large industry participants are preparing for the market to materialize by making substantial investments in technology and in the supply chain. A lot of progress was made within the entire ecosystem during 2019, including development of business models, improvements in manufacturing, pilots, the first commercial launch of a biometric payment card, and finally the first biometric dual interface card was certified by a global payment scheme. Certification of biometric smart cards using IDEX's existing products and technology is in the final phases and nearing completion with both European and Asian card manufacturers. Industry participants and analysts believe 2020 will be the year where the biometric smart card market moves from one defined by pilots towards commercial deployments, and we expect our existing products and platforms will support this commercialization phase. Most analysts and industry participants believe significant volume will follow in 2020 and beyond, and we believe that our Trusted BIO platform and next-generation technology will enable significantly larger volume. I want to also touch on access control market. The access control market is another large and growing market than industry analysts estimate at 250 million units and growing at more than 5% annually. Access control includes both information security access and physical access control. The market has shorter design and cycles, no certification requirements, and provides a good near good near-term revenue opportunity and gross margin opportunity for IDEX. As I previously mentioned, our sensors and software were selected by a leading global news and IT service provider for $6 million U.S. dollars, multi-year commitment for an information security application. In addition, IDEX has been chosen by two customers in Asia for inclusion into a secure access control smart card. These design wins are expected to lead to additional orders in 2020 and to lead to larger follow-on orders in other access card markets. These design wins and orders are an important market indicator that our customers are choosing our technology and solutions over our competitors. We expect to begin volume shipments from existing contracts and orders in second quarter 2020, and we expect additional design wins and orders thereafter. Before I turn the call back over to Derek to take you through our financial results, I'd like to introduce Vince Graziani, our recently announced new CEO. We're very excited to have an executive of Vince's caliber joining IDEX. Over the past 2 years, I'm proud that we've built world-class engineering team and go-to-market teams, and as IDEX now transitions to larger scale commercialization, I made the decision that it was best for myself and the company to move into a strategic and advanced technology role. This role is consistent with ones that I've held at other companies before joining IDEX, and aligns well with my passion to drive next-generation technology. I'm excited about the company's prospects and look forward to working closely with Vince and the team to maximize the market opportunity to deliver significant shareholder value. I'd like to thank the board, our shareholders, and our employees for the support and opportunity to serve as the CEO of IDEX over the past 2 years. I'd like to turn it over to Vince so Vince can say a few words.
Thanks a lot, Stan. And obviously, I'm very excited to join IDEX. Going through the process and deciding to join, I was impressed with the technology of the company, the strong team, the board, and sort of our unique position in the market. Also, we have very significant markets to address, as Stan had mentioned earlier. I'm really looking forward to getting engaged here and meeting the employees, the customers, and their supportive shareholders. And obviously, I have a lot more to say in the next call. And I'll turn this back over to Eric to go through the financials.
Thank you, Vince, and thank you, Stan, and welcome to IDEX, Vince. I'll discuss the financial results for the fourth quarter and 2019, then we'll open the call up for your questions. Revenue in the fourth quarter was 0.7 million NOK, and revenue in 2019 was 3.7 million NOK. We continued to make progress throughout 2019 with product design wins, IP licensing agreements, and product orders. These are clearly very important achievements because now we have multiple revenue and cash flow streams. Operating expenses in the fourth quarter were 83.4 million NOK compared to 62.2 million NOK in the third quarter of 2019 and 61.5 million NOK in the fourth quarter of 2018. The increase in expenses was primarily related to severance costs related to the cost reduction actions that we took in the fourth quarter of 2019 and incentive compensation costs recorded during the fourth quarter of 2019. Operating expenses for the full year 2019 were 270.3 million NOK compared to 238.7 million NOK in 2018. The increase in year-over-year expenses was primarily related to higher average headcount during the years. However, during the fourth quarter of 2019, we completed cost reduction actions. These cost reduction activities resulted in reduction of approximately 20% of our worldwide workforce in areas that were focused on either completed development activities or in regions where we do not see near-term sales opportunities. We do expect to continue and have invested to reinvest some of these savings into critical development activities such as Trusted Bio, which will lead to additional revenue in the future, and focused on activities which are expected to result in near-term revenue opportunities. During 2019, we completed two private placement fundraisings for a total of 304 million NOK, including 90 million NOK in the fourth quarter of 2019. We ended 2019 with 124 million NOK or 14.1 million US dollars in cash, and we have no financial debt. We do monitor our cash position every quarter and every month very closely, including the expenses and working capital requirements. The company continues to review multiple funding opportunities, which include cash flow from operations, strategic partnerships, and capital. Finally, in the fourth quarter, IDEX shares were listed on the OTCQB in the United States. Shareholders approved an employee stock purchase plan, and just recently we amended our employee stock trading window to be more market-based. All these actions are intended to broaden our global investor reach and make it easier for employees, directors, and other potential investors to purchase IDEX shares. We'll now open the call up for your questions.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We will pause for a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will now take the first question from Hans Hansen from Yape Tengers. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. I have a question about the funding now, because it seems like there will be no money left in May or June this year, so it's pretty critical to raise money, and the share is dramatically fall. Do you have any plans for how to get order of the financial now?
Yeah, so this is Derek, the CFO. So May or June is not correct on the cash runway. And so the plans are, we've done a couple of things. One is we've reduced our cost spend last year so we could take those funds and reinvest it in activities that we need to do on critical development activities. So rather than just incrementally spending, we've done that. We've also done some things with incentive compensation that'll be non-cash incentive compensation. And then we're continuing to work with both partners on strategic partnership opportunities, as well as existing shareholders, as well as there's multiple capital raising opportunities that we talked about in the fourth quarter, and we'll continue to do those.
Okay, thanks. And the last question for me is, in the payment card markets, you obviously have a very interesting product, which was mentioned in the 2 days ago, I think, from mass production in Q4. But is it? Do you think it's possible to get order in the payment market before Q4 on the old solution, or is every eyes on the new solution?
Yeah, so the two different things. Yeah, good question. So the new solution that we announced, which is Trusted Buy, was the next generation of our platform, and Stan can talk a little bit about that. But we actually have an existing platform that's being sold today. So there are sales and orders on the existing platform today. The new platform is a higher volume platform with better performance, better cost, better manufacturability. So it's the next generation of our existing platform. So they're two different things. The current platform today is being sold today. But I'll turn it over to Stan to talk about the next generation.
Yeah, well, I'll add a little color, right? So as we've been consistently saying, a market doesn't go from zero to tens of millions to hundreds of millions overnight. And so the first phase is really a phase where you're going into tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, single millions. And that phase is traditionally where the technology is introduced into less price-sensitive segments. So in the payment card market, as an example, there are millions of metal cards being shipped that have a cost structure well above what our current cost structure is for the card we have in the market today. So we do expect, as we said in our prepared comments, that the market will materialize this year, and we do believe that the segments will be ones that are less price sensitive. When we use the term mass adoption, that's referring to tens of millions and hundreds of millions of units, and that's where we've positioned Trusted Bio to really dramatically reduce the cost to include biometrics in a payment card, enabling that level of volume. So again, we're in the market today. We expect to drive revenue in 2020 with our existing products that are nearing the end of and completion of certification. And then in 2021, we'll start, Trusted Bio will come to market. It'll be a dramatic shift in cost, enabling the implementation of biometrics to be just a fractional cost adder to today's cards.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for the question.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are currently no further questions in the queue at this time.
Okay, well, thank you everybody for participating, and thank you for the people who did ask questions. So with that, we'll conclude the conference call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.